Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, Coast to Coast. Thank you for joining us. The Heroes of the Elemental Academies, Book 1, The Mountain of Fire by Stratford Ukenna, is a book on the never-ending battle of good versus evil. Now, every day we struggle to fight our own demons, but little did we know there was a group of people who were also fighting horrors. They protect our world from premature demonic invasion and stall the apocalypse. Who are these heroes? They are the servants of God, gifted with incredible power to protect both our world and theirs. In our world, they fight in the shadows. In their world, they are heralded as heroes. The heroes are the Elemental Academies. Stratford Ukenna, with the new pen name Stratford Stomblade, is 25 years old, married, two boys, ages 4 and 1. He has always known that he wanted to be a writer, deciding on it when he was in the 5th grade. The rest of his time has been spent going for that goal. When Stratford was in the 6th grade, he attended a youth group session that changed his life forever, and he found out how he could use his gift for God. Stratford Ukenna, author of The Heroes of the Elemental Academies, Book 1, The Mountain of Fire, joins us on This Week in America. Stratford, welcome to the program. Pleasure to have you with us.
Pleasure to be here. I'm really glad to be here.
What a great world you've created in Book 1. Book 2 is now available. We'll talk about that as well. Give you Stratford's website where you get all the information, of course, available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Let's start back in grade school. Why did you decide to write? What was it about writing that captured your attention at a really early age?
So I really like the idea of just taking worlds that have never been created and just breathing life into them. It really made me feel connected to God in the sense of being a creator and just bringing worlds to life. And you never really get tired of it.
Well, and you do such a wonderful job doing that in these two books, and we'll talk about those. The focus today, The Heroes of the Elemental Academies, Book 1, The Mountain of Fire by Stratford Ukenna. If you're Googling that, that's Ukenna. The second book is available as well. We'll mention that as we go through the program and where you can buy it. Creating these worlds, you've done such a masterful job of doing it. As I'm reading the reviews, you really bring this come alive. Talk about having that gift to be able to do that. It's not just saying something, but saying it in a way that we all can see it as we're reading the words.
Right. I owe that to God. I've always been a very big fan of trying to create a world that doesn't use God or the church as an enemy, but instead sees them as an ally, because there's far too much aversion to God these days. So,
well, you do, again, I say a wonderful job, and you've done that in both these books. Book 2, by the way, The Heroes of the Elemental Academies, Dragon's Breath, both books available wherever books are sold. I'll give you all that as we go through. Where did this idea for The Heroes of the Elemental Academies come from? This whole concept behind this squad of people, where did you come up with this?
So I was one day I was in a library and I was going through a bunch of books. I've always been an avid reader. And so I was going through all these books and I went through a Christian aisle and saw a bunch of books about God and whatnot. But I realized no one was in that aisle. And it's like today when they see that kind of book, they go away from it. So I wanted to write something new. I wanted to write something fresh. I wanted to bring a world to life, add action, add strength, add emotion. I wanted to bring it all together in a way that people would never think of it as a Christian novel until they read the fine print and get the lesson behind what I'm trying to write. And then it would kind of sit with them far longer than it would if they just read a book that was, you know, directly based off the Bible or something like that.
Well, yes, and that happens because, again, this is a captivating story. The characters were fascinated with from the very beginning. You tell a real story that has a message to it. What's the purpose of the book, the message behind The Heroes of the Elemental Academies?
You see, each book has a different message. The first book was about believing, finding your faith. The second book is about trust and loyalty. And the third book, which I'm currently working on, which hasn't been released yet, it's called The Tides of War. That book is currently... it's about faith. It's about obedience to God. Each one through the words and through the actions of the character, they get to know a different aspect of being a Christian. And my goal is really to show people how Christians should look, but in a way that they can cheer along with my characters and fight the demons in their own hearts and watch my characters fight demons for real, because who the heck doesn't want to see that?
Yes. That brings the story to life. It really is an excellent story that you tell. The book is Heroes of the Elemental Academies, books 1 and 2. The author is Stratford Ukenna, Ukenna, if you're Googling that. The book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. His website, and we've got this on our website, and I'll mention it several more times, is StratfordUkennaBooks.my-free.website. A little long, and I'll give it to you a couple times, and we have it on our website as well, program description, so you can get information, order the books there as well. Books 1 and 2 are there. You're working on 3. How many books do you see in this series?
Well, this series was originally supposed to be a 5-book series. It has been extended to almost a 7-book series, and each book is going to bring a new aspect to my world as far as so the premise of the story is they're going after these gems that control pure elemental power. And the reason why they're going after them is because they're the only things that can seal one of the four horsemen death until the time of the apocalypse. So the idea is trying to prevent the apocalypse from happening early, before God's appointed time.
When you started this series, well, first of all, did you know what was going to be a series? And you're sort of revising that now, going from 5 to 7. Apparently, they're like sort of what endless possibilities that you can tell with the storyline.
Yeah. So at first, no, I thought it was maybe going to be a 3-book series. But this has quickly turned into my life's goal and my life's purpose. Back when I was in youth group, I felt a calling. I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life, and I felt a call. And the one thing I was always good at was writing and reading. So, you know, I went with writing. I've always enjoyed writing, and it just kind of grew into something bigger. I plan on not just writing this series, but writing several others as well. But all of those are in the works. But right now, it's just been an amazing goal of mine to get these books up and get them out to the readers, and go from there.
Yeah, books 1 and 2 are out now. The Heroes of the Elemental Academies, book 1, book 2. You'll find those wherever books are sold. Soon, book 3. You've mentioned book 3 really has you excited. You almost feel like this is the best out of the 3 books. I hate to ask you that question, because all 3 are excellent books and receiving rave reviews, but you really like what you're doing in 3. Talk about that, because I love the passion, the enthusiasm you have for your writing, and in particular book number 3.
So book 3, I kind of dropped the boundaries I've had on my other books. Book 1 was about really introducing you to the world and getting a quick overlay of the characters and plot. Book 2 was about building and expanding on the world and the characters. Book 3 is all about the characters and story. And I took some classes online and on going attending seminars on YouTube to learn how to do my creative writing better. And it just really just exploded my talent in a way that I never could have imagined. I was able to not only bring in depth and emotion into my characters, but make them, to me at least, make them feel alive. So I'm really looking forward to this book. It's going to be far longer than my others, but that's okay for me. This one is just something special to me, because to me right now, it feels like this is where the book I'm growing in the most. I'm growing in my writing. I'm growing in my settings, my characters, and I'm growing with my characters more than just writing them down, as it were.
You know, talk about the challenges of writing a book, of writing a series of books in this case, that's thought-provoking with the messages you want to get across, but highly entertaining as well. What are the challenges of balancing those two? You don't want to go heavy on either one. To make it effective, you need a proper balance, I would assume. How challenging is that?
It's pretty challenging, because there's some chapters I'll find myself like, switch focusing too much on one certain thing, and I don't want to forget either one. Like most of the chapters, the main part of the story still follows the plot of them fighting demons and getting to know each other and getting to trust God. But I want the lessons to really be in there. Like one of my third book, for example, in one of the most recent chapters, I had to elaborate on the nature of battle and why the fight progresses, and you know how God views our world. And I had to do a lot of like research regarding, you know, that to make sure I don't, you know, do it wrong. But yep, also yes. I needed to put my own thoughts and feelings in that as well. And I think I did all right. And it's going to be difficult going forward. But I'm also dropping a lot of the boundaries I had regarding the abilities my characters can have, because they're all faith-based. But when you really realize that you can use that, as long as you have enough faith, you can move mountains, then really anything is possible. And that means that I can drop some of the bounds of my characters and grow them in a way that I could truly just use my imagination to grow them. So,
yeah, our guest on the program, Stratford Ukenna, that's U-K-E-N-A, the books, The Heroes of the Elemental Academies, Book 1, The Mountain of Fire, and Book 2, which is now out, The Heroes of the Elemental Academies, Dragon's Breath, both books available wherever books are sold. I'm going to talk about that here in a second. Book 3 will be out shortly. Let's talk
in about a year.
Well, that's shortly the way time is going here quickly. We're you know halfway through this one already. Wow. So it won't be long and the book will be out. And if you go to Stratford's website, you'll be able to see when that book is out. And let's talk about where you not only can purchase the books, but you're set up that we can sort of follow your progress online. Talk about where the books are available and how we can sort of watch you in the writing process.
All right, so my books 1 and 2 are available on Amazon and Barnes & Nobles. You can also find them on many other books. So you can find ebook versions of them on Kobo Books. You can find it on Amazon or Google Books, and there are several other sites. They're available actually throughout the world. I found my books being sold in Australia, and I didn't even know they were over there. Well, at least available in Australia. And then I have a Facebook page called Stratford Ukenna Books. It's my Facebook page where you could follow my writing progress on my third book. Every 2 weeks or so, I release a new chapter that you can go and read for yourself. If you've never gone to the site Wattpad, WATTPAD.com, where you can find me, you just search up Sirs Ukenna, that's SirSukenna, and you could find my books down there, and you can read them for free down there. Just make sure you leave a comment, let me know what you thought. I really appreciate the chance and the opportunity to bring my world to you guys and let you guys explore the world and do with it what you will. And I can't wait to move on from this. But
a lot of information on there on where you can follow Stratford and buy the books. And again, we have that in our program description. So wherever you're listening to this program, you can click on the promo description and be able to go right to those links and follow. Having the Wattpad, you sort of get instant critique. You've got people that will follow and you welcome the input. What kind of ratings are you getting back response from your readers?
A lot of them enjoy the writing. I'm working on using more proper grammar when I write and making sure I get my sentence construction correctly. But so far, I've got about, on my third book so far, I've got about 400 something reads. I'm hoping to boost that. My first book has over 800 reads, and I'm really just looking forward to growing those numbers and seeing how people receive my writings. I tell everyone, feedback is the constructive builder of any author. Without it, we can't improve. So it's so important that I receive the feedback so that I can improve my writing as well. So that's why I like to do it. I found this site. I've been on the site for almost 7 years now and writing books on it. And that's the primary place I write my books when I'm not at home or I'm at work. So
when you go to publish a book, have you had any offers from traditional publishing? It's so difficult with so many authors out there and trying to break through with the main publishing houses now. How are you doing with that?
Well, it's been difficult. I've sent out some query letters. I haven't received much back, but the biggest problem I'm coming across is I keep coming across scam people who come across and they tell you this is the deal, and then you get in contact with the company like, yeah, we didn't make no such deal. So a lot of it is just trying, you got to be careful of scam artists, because I hate to say this, but in the publishing and the author business, they're literally everywhere, because a lot of fresh authors don't know what they're looking for and they don't know how to find the correct stuff. So if you don't do your research, you're just going to keep running into it. And I've ran into more than my fair share.
I think so many people think it's all creative. If you're writing a book, the focus is all on you as an artist, you as a creator. There's a business aspect to that too, isn't there?
Oh yeah. No, this is running a business. I do the marketing. I do the advertisement. I go on and I have to do my own editing, I have to represent myself to publishers. I have to get in contact with people who are willing to represent me. There's a whole lot of emails and business related stuff going on, phone calls, Zoom calls that I have to be inside of. So, and then there's the learning aspect. So I have to go and try to learn more about my craft, because the only way we improve is through learning and through education. So, there's a big business aspect. I tell a lot of people that it's not just writing. After the writing comes the hard part. The writing's the easy part. And the next part is building your own website and marketing your own book. So
I was going to say, it must be nice when you can get back to creating again and go back to this world that you've created and leave the outside, sometimes ugly outside world out there. Yeah. As you read your books, the books, The Heroes of the Elemental Academies, books 1 and 2 now available, they are so visual. Any thought to a movie, to a television series?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd definitely be open for that. I want it done right if I do it, because this is a very important message, especially in today's world.
Yes.
Where so often Christians are vilified or Christians are misrepresented. There's a lot of just animosity between the religious community and the rest of the world, and it's not supposed to be that way. We're all in this world together, and we all have, and in this world that God created, and we all have to be here going forward. So I try to, my goal is for people to read my books and realize we're not that different. So,
well, it's a great way to get that message out there. Again, in an entertaining way, it's thought-provoking, it's messages contained in the story, and it's highly entertaining at the same time. The books are The Heroes of the Elemental Academies, books 1 and 2, now available, Stratford, UKenna. That's UKENA. And you can pick up a copy, get something ordered there. Future plans, you touched on that, working on book number 3, and you're talking about expanding and maybe doing other types of books. What's the future hold for you, do you think?
Well, right now I have a couple books in the works. I have this book I haven't really started yet, but I have great ideas for. It's called What Lives Among the Stars. It's a sci-fi action novel and set in space in the early days of space exploration. And then I have another book called The Knights of the Oaken Shield, which is about an ancient order of knights who seal away an ancient evil, and their job is to protect the keys to that seal. I have a couple other book ideas in order and where I want to go for that. A lot of them need majorly fleshed out, but then I have this one story called the World of Flame, which is a post-apocalyptic world. All the kids, 90% of the kids, children and young adults perished, and those that survived gained supernatural abilities. It's a young adult novel about finding yourself and really going against the groove of what the world expects of you. So.
And all of this and much more you can follow with Stratford on his website, stratfordukennabooks.my/free.website. All the information there. You can order the books there as well. A couple minutes left in the conversation. What can people expect from the characters you've created and the story that you're telling? What are the expectations, and what do you hope the takeaway is?
So I hope that when everyone reads my books, they find themselves in one of my characters, and that they follow and grow with these characters, because there's nothing better than picking up a book and really just connecting with that book.
Yes.
But more so than the story, I want them to relate to the characters and the struggles they go through, because everyone has their own darkness, their own demons to fight. And it's not always that you're going to be fortunate enough to have people around you to fight those battles with you. So I want people, everyone to know, even with how alone they feel, they can always pick up my book and find themselves in the pages and then go to God and find God and realize they're never truly alone. That no matter how dark the night is, the day will rise, as I say in my books.
I love the two book covers, books one and two. Your wife did these? Did I hear that correctly?
The first book was done by Ex Libris Publishing. They're a self-publishing company. I am working on actually getting that one changed because I wasn't really a fan of it. The whole purpose of my books is that they'd see my books and it would bring about a different way for them to find Christ. So I wanted it to be less obvious to those. But my second book was, the cover was art done by my wife. I don't know if you can see that.
Yes.
She actually drew that within a day. I didn't give her much time to do it. She told me, she's like, well, if you give me more than, 24 hours, I might be able to do more with it. So, I mean, but I liked it, so.
Well, and I like it, too. And I tell you what, now that I'm looking, as we're doing this, we're taping the video version, which if you go to YouTube, you'll find the video version of our conversation with Stratford. If you go to thisweekinamerica.us, click on videos, you'll find it there as well, or Google YouTube, and you'll find that. I'm seeing both flash, and I see what you're saying with the first book cover. The second book cover is really, and I'm not saying this because it's your wife, but she really did an excellent job with that and bringing it to life. It really captures your attention more than the first one.
Yeah, and that's the goal I want with all my book covers is I want them to feel like they're stepping into a fantasy world, which of course they are.
Yes.
Elementia is a world of dragons, centaurs, monsters, giants, and other creatures. But more than that, it's a world where people are trying to live and find themselves. And unlike our world, which is directly parallel to it, it's more bright and vibrant, where our world has kind of seemed dark of late. So I kind of wanted to bring that contrast where, light with darkness within the light and light within the darkness. So
you've done an excellent job with that. And I'm looking forward to book three. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that. The two books, first two are available now, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places. Heroes of the Elemental Academies, yep. Book one, The Mountain of Fire. And book number two, The Heroes of the Elemental Academies, Dragon's Breath, books one, book two, now available. And you'll go to Stratford's website. I'll do this one more time, but we have it on the program description. Stratford, UKENA, I want to spell that, Stratford, UKENA, books. .my-free.website. And I want to thank Christian Works Media for setting up our conversation with Stratford today. Stratford, it has been a pleasure. Congratulations on what you're doing with this series. Love to have you back. Keep working, and we'll talk about book number three. Thank you for joining us on the program.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's been our pleasure to have Stratford with us on the program. And again, all the books available on his website, Stratford. UKENABooks.my-free.website. We've got that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.